welcome to the last podcast in the Spiritual Life series. My name is Luna Lights, and in today's podcast, we are going to explore the importance of giving back. Now, giving back is something that we can do in different ways. You can do it through donations, so financial donations to charities. Now, these can be charities that are far afield in different countries, supporting different communities with people that you've never met before. Or you can do this locally, or you can do this in your own communities as well by giving your time. Now, when I think back to where did my relationship with giving back begin, I remember as a teenager doing my Duke of Edinburgh. And part of that was, giving back to the community. And I started raising money for the lifeboat. So this was, relatively local. It was the lifeboats within the country that I lived in. So although I wasn't necessarily knowing everybody in those communities, I was giving back to effectively my local area. And I did it, many years over. It was a Saturday morning. I think it was like an annual event. And I used to stand with my it was like a plastic orange boat, and I used to collect money outside of quite a busy shop for the lifeboats. And I think that that's probably my first experience of giving back, and I did that with my time. So I was supporting my local community by giving up my time. Now, I then did some further voluntary work when I was a bit older, when I was in my early 20s, and I worked with a local community outreach project, and I used to go again and give my time and help the people that were accessing that outreach group. So that was my first experience with giving my time to local communities. And there were always, communities that I was kind of broadly part of. They were within the country that I live in. And then as I got older and I was in a kind of more financially comfortable position, I started to give charitable donations. And my longest charitable donations here is more than 20 years, and that is to the World Wildlife Fund. I have been supporting the animals for many, many years. And now these days, I support multiple charities on a monthly subscription donation basis. I increased that during the pandemic to help the local animal shelter in the city that I live in because they were struggling. And this month, July 2022, I have been swimming 10 miles. It was a sponsored swim 10 miles to raise money for a kind of national charity. So I have done lots of different types of giving back. I've done sponsor me things where you raise money. I have given my regular donations. And then, of course, I've given my time as well. And giving back is something that's really important. We have to operate from an equal energy exchange. So we're very much in a place for the majority of our time, take, 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 take. So we're taking from the community, we're taking our money, and a lot of times we're spending a lot of that money on our own needs. So we're paying our bills, and then we're using what's left over to enjoy ourselves and to save, and we're planning for the future. But it's all about us. And it's so important to step outside of that and to enter into an equal energy exchange with yourself and with the universe as well, so that you're giving back. Now, giving back, there's lots of, of course, it benefits lots of people when you give back. But on a personal level, it feels good. So, this sponsored swim that I've been doing this month has been helpful for me because I've swum 10 miles in an average month. I don't usually swim that much. So that's been helpful for my own health and well-being. But it's also a sense of achievement and a sense of pride as well. And when you donate your time specifically into your local community, it opens up your opportunities to meet different people that you wouldn't necessarily meet in your day-to-day life. And I feel actually now that on reflection of, so many people now working from home, and this even the hybrid dynamic that seems to be becoming a big part of the new normal, we're not necessarily meeting people like we used to. And I feel that if you are choosing to give back with your time to your local community, it's actually going to open up your opportunities to meet new people. And that's always going to be something that is going to lead you to feeling more empowered, and it kind of enriches your life, it familiarizes you with your community, and it connects you to people and ideas that will positively impact your perspective. So helping your community is an important for you to grow as a person and to better understand how you fit into the world. So you can get a lot from it, as well as this sort of feeling of achievement. There's a lot of personal gain that we can get from sharing our time with others. And also you become part of something. You're in that place of connection. You become part of a group of people with a common goal towards making things better. And also, I think it's important to get away from the time for money model. Not everything we do when we give our time should be about receiving money from it. And actually, it's empowering for us to feel good about doing other things with our time rather than just in that time for money model. So if you have not been giving back, or it's something that you used to do that you haven't done for a while, I would encourage you to start giving back again. Now, if you're in a situation just now where you're very much being conscious of your financial situation, you're thinking, well, actually right now is not the best time for me to actually begin giving a regular donation, then why not start giving some of your time, an hour a week or a couple of hours a week to your local community, and see how it empowers you and puts you in a situation of meeting new people, as well as contributing towards the community and not just taking from it. The other thing that I have noticed as well, now this is my own personal observation about being in that space of giving back, giving to others, being outside of myself, I have noticed, and I've increased the giving back that I do over a period of years, is that because I'm in a kind of equal energy exchange with the universe keeps providing for me. It keeps looking after me, and not just me, but it's there so that I can help others as well. So I do feel that there is a real kind of energetic benefit that, of course, is something that's not tangible. It's not something that's easily explained. It's not science explained in any way, but it is something that my personal observation, my lived experience has taught me, that by doing that, my own situation has continued and I've had consistency. So I would love to know from any of you that are in a place of giving. Some of you might even be philanthropists on a kind of large scale, or just giving your time, how it has impacted your own energetic relationship with the universe. Have you felt that you're more in flow? Has it benefited you by continued consistency in your own financial situation because the universe recognizes what you're doing? I think that would be a really good topic to deep dive into. Now, as I say, this was the last episode in the Spiritual Life series. I am going to be moving on to completely new topics in the coming podcast, and I look forward to sharing with you in that way. And remember, of course, that there's my newsletter every month. You can get my newsletter. It is on my website, and you will, by signing up, you will get my free love lessons. There's also many other benefits and goodies throughout the month that you can get by signing up to my newsletter, and you get all access to all of my products before anybody else does. So if you haven't done that, get yourselves over to my website. It is www.lunalightpsychic.com and sign yourself up. And I look forward to seeing you in the next podcast. Love and light.